The thoughts and opinions of the Ninja Police Podcast are just that. These are just jokes, people. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Ninja Police Podcast. I'm your host, Starman.
Mackie O'Metal, the one and only Tanuki.
Ocean, a.k.a. Tony Mud Camera.
And you're listening to the Ninja Police Podcast. Thank you for listening. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Stay tuned for more.
I got that Negan jacket. Look like Negan. Just need a motorcycle.
Right.
That was my favorite thing.
Bro, I had no idea that was
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd, bro.
What?
I had no idea that was Christopher Lloyd. You just learned that right now, didn't you?
Yeah.
I don't know how you couldn't tell.
Well, nigga, I was six.
Exactly, bro. I learned that shit this year.
I'm not that much older than y'all, but I got facial recognition. That's fucking Doc Brown.
Bro.
What the hell's Doc Brown?
Back to the future.
Oh.
I did not know that was Christopher.
I probably seen that at the same time I seen that, so.
It should have been even fresher in your head. Oh, the hair, is that what did it? The hair?
And they put him in here. Yeah, I was just like, hold up. Boba Fett.
Yeah, Boba Fett, Tamar Morrison. He is definitely not any Uncle Fester.
Nah, man, Christopher Lloyd, like, killed that Uncle Fester.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that Wednesday, I mean, yeah, that was off the chain.
Him and Gomez up there dancing and shit. The babushka.
Oh, yeah, they say Rush Hour 4 is coming. Y'all believe that?
Yeah.
Jackie Chan said, I believe Jackie Chan, bro.
Yeah, another comedian said he was on a plane with Chris Tucker and they were talking about it.
He got the names, bro.
Mm-hmm.
As long as he got the names, I believe him.
Mm-hmm.
I like Chris Tucker, man. He had a run that was... He had a good run.
He did have a good run.
Before the Rush Hour, what did he... That was...
Friday?
Charlie Sheen. Chris Tucker and Charlie Sheen. They was in the movie.
Oh, Money Talks. It was Money Talks.
No.
Because Show Me the Money was with your boy.
Tom Cruise and Bill Bellamy.
Tom Cruise and Bill Bellamy?
Show Me the Money.
That wasn't Bill Bellamy.
That was Tom Cruise, though.
Yeah. That was, what's his name?
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Cuba Gooding Jr., yeah.
My bad. I get black actors confused sometimes. I was about to say Terrence Howard.
I mean, wasn't he in it? Because I know he was in the Bruce Willis movie. The Fourth Destination.
Yeah, Final Destination.
Fifth Element, dude.
Oh, I'll say.
This nigga said Fourth Destination.
Oh, yeah. But that was after Rush Hour, though.
Final Destination, whichever number it was.
The Fourth Destination, that's the name of the movie. He saw the Shazam movie, nigga. I saw the Fourth Destination.
Hey, I guess so. Both of y'all niggas from parallel universe.
Cuba Gooding Jr. and Chris Tucker in that movie, bro. It's like Money Train. It's Money Train with Tom Cruise and Jackie Chan, bro. I swear.
I guess so.
It's called The Fourth Destination.
Oh, yeah, he's in Jackie Brown and Dead Presidents, too. What, and Meteor Man? I don't remember him in Meteor Man.
Who was in Meteor Man?
Chris Tucker.
Bro, I've been watching My Hero
Academia. He was way young. He was one of them kids.
Bro, I've been catching up on My Hero Academia.
This was Meteor Man's 93. He was in Friday in 95.
Damn, so he was an extra in Meteor Man then. He had to be one of them kids that was watching them niggas fight outside.
He couldn't have been a kid if in 95 he was in Friday and in 94 he was in House Party 3.
He absolutely was a kid.
He
was in House Party 3. He was absolutely a teenager playing.
House Party 3 was in...
Friday was in 1995, and the year before 1995 is 1994, which is when House Party 3 came out.
Oh, shot it in 93.
Yeah.
He's not a child then.
He was playing a high schooler in that movie. But I'm saying all his roles, he was playing that. Friday was the first time he was an adult. Everything else before
he was like
that.
17, 18, wasn't it?
Because I don't know his age. But I know.
No, he's not. Because him and my uncle went to school together.
Mm.
And my uncle is in his 50s.
See what Google say about his age. Well, yeah. he might be pretty old now.
Chris Tucker went to Columbia High School. Him and my uncle, like, they actually are friends. So, no, he wasn't. He was not a fucking kid.
He was 21 and 20. He was 21 and 93.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I say, like, he wasn't no kid.
He was just an adult.
Like, hey, shit, nigga, he was in Friday in 95. Like,
that's what I was saying. I was just like, bro, he was. I knew he was 17, 18, 19. I know he was in that older college, like high school, college.
But you mean like in the age when older people were playing kids type of thing? Yeah. I mean, you know, they had them big swole ass niggas playing high schoolers in house parties.
Yeah, how the hell you got full force playing high school kids, bro? Right,
and I ain't think nothing of it.
Me neither, bro. I thought that's how high schoolers were.
Some of them were like that. When we were kids, they did look like that. Right. When you think about
that
it.
That nigga looked just like fucking Killer Sally's husband.
Yeah.
You talking about you in high school, nigga. Yeah. Like,
spandex and shit. Like,
yeah, that ripped up ass shirt with all them holes in it.
Bro, yeah, Chris.
And it was on some fuck shit, bro. They were gonna burn down their house just because they wouldn't let them in the party, bro.
Hey,
let them. And beat up everybody who came running out the house.
That's the '90s, bro.
I mean, that was some fucking gangster ass high school kids, bro. They didn't give a shit.
Oh, that's what I was saying.
And knock you out.
Speaking of high school kids, I said I was catching up on My Hero.
R. Kelly's new album.
Hold on. I said I was catching up on My Hero Academia.
She admit that shit.
And I said if I was a cat, see. You know how all the time people like they want to go and be in. It's like if you were to get Iseki'd out, where would you want to land? How, what world would you want to like being reincarnated as? And I was just like, well, as long as it ain't Attack on Titan, bro, there's plenty of other choices. You get up in that world, bro, it's
pretty much
guaranteed
over.
You ain't gonna make it.
Like, bro, that's some crazy shit. But I was just like, nah, if I landed on My Hero, that'd be kind of. Bro, I've seen some of these. I seen a nigga on My Hero who Kurt was a spray bottle. This nigga turned 5 years old and turned into a spray bottle. He was no longer a human boy.
Right, he is an inanimate object from this
and
point
that
on.
That happens to people in that universe. Yeah, so my whole thing is
anything.
Quirk could be anything. If I could choose my quirk, you know, some I get to talk to the God and they like, so what you want your, like anything from the old world that you remember, you can be a quirk. Whether it's Superman, Batman, Iron Man, whoever, bro, you can pick anybody you want to be, that'd be your quirk. I was like, oh,
I'll be that guy from The Boys, Dick.
I'm
at the orgy party.
Love Herogasm.
I'm being Meteor Man. You see, he gonna fuck his whole Iseki up.
Exactly.
I'm gonna be Meteor Man, bro. Whatever I touch, I can gain knowledge of it.
Right.
And do that shit.
I forgot there was his power. He used to just touch the book.
Meteor Man, yeah. What's that? Nigga, bro. You telling me I can touch a book, bro? I would
know all the hell.
Bro, I would walk around with comics and manga on my hip at all times. Soon as shit go down, I'ma touch this manga page, bro. Like, bro, I'm fucking niggas up. Bro, I touch Bleach manga and niggas is done.
It's over with, bro.
It's done.
It's over with.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Oh my God. I was just like, cause them quirks be off the damn chain. I was like, bro, y'all be thinking some extreme shit, bro. Like, none of this shit don't even make no sense.
Meteor Man.
But that's what I do. I Meteor Man. I say that to say, man,
need to make a Meteor Man too.
Nah, Meteor Man need to be. They need to animate Meteor Man, bro.
Yeah, bring it back animated.
Animate it. You need to animate that, bro.
Do
you need
Robert Townsend voice him still.
Yeah, do that. But at least it's his IP, bro. But Robert Townsend, bro, somebody need to approach. That need to be rebooted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because a series to me, you're going to.
Even if y'all super CG it. And what I mean super CG is that, you know, Pixar type.
Oh, that Netflix shit. Yeah. Oh, nah, that
No, not Netflix. That Pixar shit. That, Lightyear shit.
I want that shit to look like Invincible, and if it ain't gonna look like that, scrap it. That's me personally.
No,
I want Meteor Man like Invincible. But then again, if they did it like Disney, well, Big Hero 6,
see, they would have to lean into that whole superhero aspect of it. Like everybody's super souped up.
I mean, if they did it, it's, I don't know, like Meteor Man, like if how you do that series is like that shit plays out from the sequel. Like, so if so a sequel of Meteor Man is like another piece of that rock had to fucking land. Cause the thing is, the problem that I have with Meteor Man is like, you got to have the rock, you got to have the media to keep your powers.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Cosby is kind of.
Yeah, he's problematic at
you
this point.
You don't want him in there.
So it's just like, damn, bro. Like, they don't pull Meteor Man. But I'm just like, you know, he played a hobo and like a homeless nigga. He got the media.
He knew about it, yeah.
So, I mean, he had the last little media.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like, damn, that kind of hinges on you. You have to have the media. And once you run out of media, it's like, bro, what else you got?
Or it could have got passed down over the years.
I mean, you know how I'm doing it, bro. Like, one of these crystal chicks done made a bracelet. You done bought the bracelet. Now mm-hmm. you got superpowers.
I thought you meant, like, the crystal chick sandwich.
Bro, they got Brittany Renner selling them shit.
Saddest side chick ever.
Side chicks.
Y'all know she's an athlete?
But... You heard the last misogynistic episode. We talked about them athletic legs. She's in that category.
She's a soccer player. She was one of the best soccer players ever at Jackson State University.
Jackson State. Well, since we're talking about Jackson State. Matter of fact, he brought her from Jackson State to come speak with them students.
Yeah.
Deion is no longer at Jackson State, so let's get into Deion Sanders.
Before we go, hey, Brittany Renner.
Let me get a beer, man, because you done called out your wife driving. Now you finna talk about Brittany.
No, I'm not. So I was like, just thought like, you know what? Let me not.
I was like, Brittany running, just smacked the microphone.
Yeah, we not.
All right, so everybody gave Deion heat this week because Deion took the job at University of Colorado to be the head coach of the athletic department or the football team or whatever. I don't know how that shit work in D1s, but, you know, I know Prime, Coach Prime is, you know, respectively he is referred to as, is now, you know, the head coach. And he took a lot of flack because a lot of people feel as though he sold Jackson State and HBCU a dream. And as soon as the white folks came calling, he left. And
right.
Just went to Colorado, and they said he was all about the money. And then they went back and started making memes of his old song about the money. Thompson, Deion is always about the money. He did do an interview, I think, with 2020 or Dateline. He did an interview where he basically was saying that if a D1 power school come calling, he gonna entertain it because, you know, that's where his shit aligned. But he signed a 4-year contract and he left after 3 years. The last year he left on, he got a number 2 recruit in the country to come to Jackson State, as well as they went undefeated for 2 seasons in a row. Swag undefeated. You know, this year he fell in the flack of being accused of not being actual swag. And now he took the Colorado position and it seems to be where everything going. Well, I respect them though. When I seen the meeting, and Deion went in that meeting and was just like, he told them, look, some of y'all need to go ahead and hit that portal because I'm bringing my baggage with me, and that's Louis. I'm bringing my son. My son is, that's your quarterback, platform. The quarterback of University of Colorado entered the transfer portal on Monday. Monday he was in the transfer portal. Deion sent him out like, you gone, cause he basically said, bro, y'all are like 4-13 for the past 3-4 years. Y'all don't care about this program. Y'all don't care about these fans. Y'all don't care about football. Y'all ain't committed, cause if y'all were committed, y'all would be winning. But y'all niggas ain't committed, so get the fuck on so I could bring some kids who committed. And the way I took the whole Deion thing was, Deion care more about those kids' future than he cares about that.
All of them gone.
Because for the past 20 years, only 25 D1 students or D1 athletes have got drafted into the league. This includes walk-ons, undrafted free agents and walk-ons.
Okay.
This is not just people drafted. That means you went to HBCU, you didn't get into a draft.
D1.
No, okay. You went to
25
from HBCUs did not get drafted, only got drafted, including walk-ons and undrafted free agents, people who just went to try out.
3 of them from Fort Valley.
Shout out to Fort Valley State. Now, out of all of those in the past 4 years, mm-hmm. in the past, like, since 2019, only 4 have gotten drafted.
One of them from Fort Valley. Mm. Jamar Bridges from the Baltimore Ravens.
That's, and you know how many go per round? 32.
32 teams in the NFL.
32 teams in the NFL go per round. It's 21, it's 32 spots per round. That means per round, more kids from a PWI go per round than HBCUs in 20 years. That means in one night, in one round, more students from PWIs get drafted into the league over all of, you know, so that just lets me know egregiously that black HBCU athletes are being overlooked.
Absolutely.
At Absolutely, across the board. If I'm Deion, and I know I'm bringing them to this school, and they done balled out, they done won championships, that's that, and the third, and I see only four people done got drafted, I'm making get my son in the league, but it's a lot of other men who are just as good, who work just as hard, who are not going to get a look.
Not even going
because they're not going to draft from Jackson State.
The crazy part about that was when you think about HBCU athletes, they are top-tier athletes. Ricardo Lockett was on the Super Bowl-winning Seahawks team.
Oh, but they don't look at him that way.
Tyrone Poole was on the Dallas Cowboys.
They do not look at
Marquette
him like
King
that.
Marquette King was one of the best punters in the NFL.
Only HBCUs they consider are ones that Sharp against D1 schools. That's it.
And most and they don't. And see, Deion was even
there
saying...
There are a few that do.
Because they beat the shit out of them.
No, Deion was petitioning, well, get us in a bowl game. Mm-hmm. Alabama, why don't you play Jackson State in the bowl game then since you talking shit? And they so when the reason they don't get drafted, because they say, well, who did you play?
Yeah.
Who did you play? You didn't play nobody. Because think about it. Orlando, UCF went undefeated. They beat the SEC champion that year, which was Auburn, who beat Alabama. But Alabama still won a national championship. So if you beat the team that beat the team that won the national championship, I'm thinking for that year.
Shouldn't you at least be in a bowl game?
Orlando should be in a... to be in the playoffs. But Orlando, even though they were undefeated, they were like, you didn't play nobody. You can't get in the playoffs. They implemented the ability for Orlando to be in the playoffs 2 years later when that coach had already left and they no longer had that class of athletes no more. Now they're getting stumped and everybody's saying, see, you shouldn't have been there in the first place. And I'm just like, no, they should have been able to go the year that they was good as fuck. The year they should have got it. They shit now because somebody came and honestly did what Deion did. You built up a motherfucking program, set a precedent, and the person that follow you.
Well, come over here and
don't know how to do that. Yeah.
The problem, the thing about Deion, why I still got to give him respect in the regard is I feel like he's genuinely looking out for the athletes saying, look, we go to Colorado and y'all do the, and y'all put in that same work that y'all put in that Jackson State.
All y'all getting drafted.
All y'all getting drafted. All y'all, the same way that they draft these Eagles and the same way that they draft these Bama and Georgia boys, because I'm an Eagles fan and we got a couple of like, our head quarterback, where he from? From Alabama and Oklahoma, but Devontae Smith, he from Alabama. N'Kobe Dean, he's from Georgia.
Where's Miles Sanders from?
Bro, we'll get to Miles Sanders later. But all I'm saying is SEC.
He from wherever Future from.
The SEC athletes are seen as a higher caliber. But TCU is in the same division. USC is in the same division as Colorado.
Is that so Pac-10? What's that, Div?
I think it's Pac-12, actually. Oh, Central. It's one of the two. I'm going to have to look it up. But either way, man, I get the HBCU argument because, you know, you want to build up our own, but... He was saying, look, the facilities weren't up to par.
Subpar.
The facilities. He was like, bro, keep half my check so y'all can make a better facility. I done gave y'all half my check for 3 years. Y'all still ain't made a better facility.
Meanwhile, Brett Favre out here fleecing all your goddamn money.
Taking money.
His volleyball gymnasium.
He just taking millions of dollars. And it gets to the point where it's just like, these young men deserve better. And I hate to use these white folks' money, but at the same time, bro, I want these young men to accomplish their dream of getting to the biggest stage.
Yeah, but get somewhere.
They want to get to the biggest stage in America, which is the national championship, and they can't get there with the HBCU, unfortunately. Now, when it comes to basketball, HBCU can... I see FAMU. I see Hampton in a fucking March Madness tournament every year. But FAMU, you know what I'm saying? FAMU and Hampton. I see them every year in the March Madness tournament. So I know a basketball team can get to the national championship stage should they be able to get the recruiting talent. But I think, honestly, when it comes down to recruiting, I see Colorado going to be... a lot of athletes going to follow Deion, and they're going to challenge... They're going to be to the national championship in 2 years. I'm calling it now. Oh, yeah. Colorado's going to be in the national championship in 2 years off of the strength of their recruiting ability and, you know, what Colorado's able to, the facility and the experience. Now, they did make an interesting argument that Colorado has, like, what, 1.2%, like, maybe 2% black people in the whole school, and that's pretty much Colorado. All the athletes.
Yeah, that's Colorado.
Fucking all. I've been to Colorado. There's black people in Colorado.
Yeah, there's plenty of black folk there.
I've been there, too, but... I know they're not at the goddamn University of goddamn Colorado.
Yeah, and Boulder's a college town.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I was at. I still know that they're not at the goddamn college.
Oh, no, you're right. So I'm saying I think some cultural coming to that town is like, bro, y'all gonna have this black man.
They liberal. They're pretty liberal.
Yeah, so I mean,
unless they stay away from what's her face.
Bro, I did not know Dion, and I ain't gonna say it because I ain't trying to shit on HBCU. But I heard in Jackson, it was just like, bro, we were getting like crime. He made it sense to bring up crime. He was like, bro, we were affected by crime when we stayed.
I mean, Jackson State is right in the middle of the fucking hood.
Yeah, bro, they broke in that nigga car.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson State is right in the middle of the hood. Ain't never been there. You wouldn't. It's right there. Just like Miles College is, just like
you just had to stay away from Lorraine Bobert up there in goddamn Boulder.
Alcorn is too.
Yeah, man. But Dion, I see what he's saying because they feel like he sold a dream and he. But this is my argument that people say you sold us out for that. You just used black HBCUs as a springboard. I was just like, nigga, you and C-Dub. The fuck is you talking about?
That's the same thing you fucking do.
Like, bro, you and C-Dub. Like, nigga,
go to an HBCU and then go to University of Vegas, bitch. Like, what are you talking about?
You go to UNLV, you go to Georgia Tech to get your fucking masters, bro. How is that different than. Like, bro, why? Why? Why you can't go? Because, well, my master's ain't offered at that school. And I was like, right. What they are offered is a better chance to get into the league by going to this school.
Is that not the same fucking equivalent?
It's
the
same thing, bro. It's just that's where it's being offered.
You play sports at this.
That's how the program works.
Right. You play sports at this HBCU, and then you get scouted at this D1, you know.
If every nigga in Tuskegee, if every man, oh, if man. Every black man that went to Tuskegee went to the league, everybody be trying to go to Tuskegee. But it don't work like that.
Uh-uh.
It don't work like that. And it may be the TV, the exposure. It's a lot of factors. Like, white America.
Shannon Sharp caught some strays.
Yeah, America. He caught some strays because he went to Savannah State. He said, I went to Savannah State and balled a lot. But he said, I honestly didn't want to go to Savannah State. My family made me go to HBCU because of the heritage. So he said, look, if you good, you go to HBCU and you ball the fuck out, you going to go. But he acknowledged that. It's a lower chance of you going. You really gonna have to be good and shine. Mm-hmm.
Name another person from Savannah State that's going to the NFL.
And I'm sure that but I can't name none off top. So my whole point is like he was just like, yeah, man, these schools deserve athletes because the black community deserves, you know, HBCUs to be built up. Mm-hmm. Somebody gotta build it. But until y'all can match one of these D1 facilities, my nigga, we come like
you always gonna be playing catch up.
Yeah. So I think we need to work on that. I think we need to find one HBCU and we that needs to build up. Say, well, how much have you donated? And I was just like, bro, I pay for tickets, I go to games. I was just like, man, hey, I contribute where I can. I support the band. I support the arts. So I do. I feel like I do my part when it comes to it. But ultimately, when it comes down to it, like.
And I don't even want to hear that shit because majority of alumni don't pay shit back neither. So I'm sitting out here, so I don't even want to hear that shit when motherfuckers want to start saying that kind of bullshit.
I refuse to believe the PWIs are contributing more to Alabama, the University of Alabama, than
they definitely
no.
That shit. They alumni association.
They have way more money to donate.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I ain't saying they don't, but I'm just saying I'm pretty sure that ESPN, ABC money is a pretty hefty piece of the damn pot.
Yeah, that helps, but telling you,
I stand correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The endowments that they get. It's night and day.
Them buildings don't have
names.
Broadcasting places on them. Them buildings got people's names on them.
Okay, yeah, that's real money. That's old money.
Yeah, it's a different.
And even if it's new money, them people got the money to be
a million dollar endowment to Fort Valley State would be like big news. $1 million to let's say like Auburn University,
they get that.
That's nothing.
Yeah, they get that yearly from everybody, probably at the least.
That's nothing. Like $1 million endowment from one single person at Auburn? No.
Yeah, I gave $20 million, put me on the library, that type of shit.
Yeah.
Well,
we got these seats in perpetuity. This is our section of the stadium now.
Yeah, think about places like Spelman, the Cosbys, they put up a lot of money. So Camille has buildings on Spelman, but that's the Cosbys.
Yeah. Mm, same thing with like Morehouse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Denzel went to Morehouse and dropped a few millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's being reflected, and those are refined institutions of education, bro.
Right.
We just talking sports.
Yeah.
We ain't talking refined learning education.
Yeah. Nobody think about University of Alabama for like the pristine veterinarian
scholastics. Yeah.
Program.
Yeah. They're not thinking about scholastics.
I'm just like, bro, we just talking about the kids who want to one and done it.
Yeah, they want
to done it at the very least, bro. You know why the kids don't go to Duke? Because it's an esteemed educational learning facility. Nah, don't.
Hell no.
They got one of the best medical degrees.
Yeah, I say Duke, yeah.
Country. Duke is an esteemed prestige school, private institution. But if I'm a young black Grant Hill, I'm not going to Duke to get my degree. I'm going to
ball like I play for Duke.
All the fuck out and get on TV. I'm trying to be on ESPN. I'm trying to be on ABC. I'm finna win this.
And Coach hope you don't get hurt.
Yeah.
And now the athletes can get paid.
Get paid.
Mm-hmm. Now the athletes can actually get paid endorsements. Like, yeah, please.
And I'm just saying, it's hard to compete. You really can't compete with that. And that's not the shit on HBCUs, because I was raised by people who, I was raised by a family who gave HBCUs land to be established. My family has a name on a building in HBCUs, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that means something. I was grew up Founders Day. Someone from my family goes on stage every Founders Day and accept that plaque every year. Every year at Founders Day, my family goes up on stage and gets a plaque. This past Founders Day at FESU, I went with my mom because one of us had to go on stage and get the award. You know how that shit felt to sit in that crowd and see your name on this flyer when they talk about the history and your name, your family name come up in the history of establishing the school, and you reading it and you being acknowledged. You getting a whole plaque because you were here from the beginning. And it's like, wow, that was like, I didn't even know that shit, but that's what my dad would always tell me. So when I'm at Founders Day and I'm actually watching my mom walk across that stage where she works to go and get this shit on behalf of my father who has passed away, nigga, I'm in damn near tears. And everybody looking at me like, who is he? Oh, he a local. It's a damn shame, because the first thing that went in their mind, oh, he a local. I was like, what you mean? Like, we legacy, motherfucker. Like, what you mean? I ain't just the local. Motherfucker, I'm legacy. Why you looking at me like I'm crazy? But that's a esteemed feeling to have. So I have a fond appreciation for HBCUs. But I do understand, if my dream is to be on the world's biggest stage, I can't go to Jackson State. I can go follow Deion because he's going to get me there. But ultimately, I'm going with Deion go.
And where did Deion go to college? Florida.
Went to Florida.
Florida Central.
I mean, my thing is, there shouldn't be such a small outlet for all these people that march in bands to not have a professional job in marching band. That's what I'm saying. You marched in band all these years in the college, and then when you graduate, there's no professional marching bands for professional football teams. There's like three. The only one that people know about is the Baltimore Ravens. They got a professional marching band.
Oh, wow.
How do you do that shit? Yeah, exactly. You do all this shit for all these years. That's what would put HBCUs up if more professional teams started having actual marching bands.
Because the Falcons and the Braves have a drum line, but not necessarily
not a band.
A band.
And they local.
I think the Falcons have a band.
It's not even a full band. It's like a local pep band. It's just like musicians.
And some drums.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of random musicians who come together and play. But then you got these college students that have all these mass band competitions and mass band meetups throughout all their college years.
That's because of ads.
But I'm just saying, it's like you give them all this training. They become music majors. Like, yeah, I'm going to go back and teach. But they don't even want to teach. They want to be in band. They want to be musicians. They can't all play in the orchestra. They don't all want to do that.
I feel like a black owner would appreciate, you know what, we're going to spend some money on this band. Because we already know halftime, we running ads, and we're going to hear the analysts talk about the game.
When you at the stadium.
Not at the game.
But when you're at the game, right? Yeah. When you're at the game, you got this, you know, this live
entertainment, yeah.
But, you know, you giving away them seats. Nah, we want to sell every seat. Because as a band, when we went in them high-profile games, I remember when they were just like, they wanted to see if we wanted to walk around the whole game. It's like, nah, we need a place to sit.
Right.
They would give us I remember some of them high-profile games, they would give us some of the worst fucking seats.
Yep, you way up in the cut, way back off in the stands. Like, bro.
I'm like, we need to be in the corner near the goal line where we always is, bro. We
what
always
is this?
Here. Like, why are we back here behind the field goal, bro?
Like, so that when they kick the ball, we're going to have to move to make sure we don't get hit if y'all ain't got that net back there.
And that was wild, but save on them seats. That's where they put us.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean,
nobody buys end zone seats. We put the band in there.
I respect Deion. I don't think this is a money move. I feel like he cares more about the future of those young men than he cares about what everybody going
to
say about
him. He got enough foresight to understand the business side of athletics and sportsmanship.
Yeah, he don't want to be the black Nick Saban. He wants to be prime.
Right.
He wants to be prime. Like, he don't want to be the
prime,
He don't want to be the black Nick Saban, nigga. He wants to be
Coach prime, dog.
You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. You go to HBCU, they're going to put you in that box.
What's that?
Who is it?
First look at the Joker 2.
Oh, shit.
Oh, word.
I like it.
Y'all got it.
I love it.
Y'all got it.
I definitely put a pause in there.
Yeah, we got to send him to goddamn Disney World. Can't be talking about those.
Nah, I beat that whole thing out because I thought that would be funny for you, Ocean.
Thank you.
How was the beer burger?
How was the beer burger?
Bit burger, I'm sorry. The beer.
It was great. I want more. I want more, but like, how much beer can I drink? It's a trick question.
How much beer can I drink? All of the beer.
All of them.
They're doing a bad.
No, it's like, how much beer can you drink? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. You want to know what's crazy? Unrelated to this.
Fuck! I hit no. Now they ain't gonna never let me watch this shit.
So go to YouTube.
Nigga, go to your cookies and delete your shit and pull the site back up.
I was like, damn, bro. That was just like, you told the truth. I was just like, nah, it was an accident. How y'all got skipped the ad and I can't skip the ad? What kind of badass, fake-ass Daria is this fucking Honda?
I thought it was not in Cantu. What's the Kid Cudi shit called?
To see Mexicans
Intergalactic.
Incorporated.
Okay, the underwater people was Mexicans.
Yeah.
Okay? They basically gentrified the
movie. Not an origin. What kind of game is this?
Hero.
All right, Mackie, you got Mexican the full scoop in the video game wars. We're going to get into it, so I got a lot of questions.
It shouldn't even be called Black Panther. It should have been called the gentrification of Black Panther by the Mexicans.
Cerveza.
Here's the point I want to get to. After the Mexican god kills Queen Mother Angela Bassett, he murders her. Shuri has a chance to murder him back. And instead, she exercises patience and says, we can work together. And what does the Mexican woman say to the Mexican at the end? Why are you forming an allegiance with Wakanda? You should have destroyed him. And what did he say? Don't worry. They trust us now. The Wakandans are the most powerful surface nation in the world. And we got them while we're here. So even in Black Panther, we don't learn our lesson. We are vicious with each other. Never vicious with our enemy. Never vicious with our enemy.
What in the Genshin Impact is going on here?
It definitely ain't Genshin Impact, I can tell you that right now.
I just had to say something.
Right, now, no, I feel you, because this is a total departure from the way you play this game.
And we don't want to admit it, because
I can't tell if it's like a top-down, like, dungeon crawl type game. Or if it's like turn-based.
I will give you the power to save.
This kind of game I buy and play and don't tell nobody.
I mean, you already play Bayonetta, so it don't fucking matter. Like, why would you hide that one?
Just like, nigga, that's too cute for me. And I'm like, oh no, bro, that shit dope.
I mean, you play Bayonetta as it is. It ain't no need to hide it.
Cherry and the Lost Demon.
Aww, in Disney.
Oh, that was creepy.
That's what they do.
Comes out in March. Eat up. Koji Tanaka. It's crazy that you see Sega and Nintendo side by side. That's like the craziest thing in and of itself.
Video. All right, man. Video Game Awards. When you sent me the text, I was like doing some anime binge, and so right when that happened, I took a pause and I kind of like went to go snuff out what had went on during the night. And then it was just Twitter was a fucking mess, so I just kind of like caught random trailers and I was trying to see what came out in sequence. I didn't know who won no awards because
I'm not even finna go into all the shit that came out. I'm not even doing all that.
But because it was some shit that came. I don't know everything that came out, but I seen the whole high. The biggest thing to me that stuck out was Death Stranding 2.
I mean, it was a whole bunch of shit.
Like I'm saying, that was the one. That was the big one that I saw. Like
it's Hideo Kojima. Everybody care about that.
That was the one that trended, and it was like I seen that one first. But what you got for us, Mac? Yo.
Well, I mean, here we got the announcement for all the winners of the category. So, I mean, we all know who won Game of the Year. We'll do that one last. So, best game direction.
Still can't get away from it.
No, I mean, they don't know.
Okay.
Best game direction was between Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Immortality, and Stray. Elden Ring won that.
You got 4 out of 5 of those, don't you?
Yeah.
See, I be knowing. Mind taking.
You got the best narrative that came out. Plague Tale, Requiem, Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, and Immortality once again. Yeah. God of War Ragnarok won that one.
Yeah, Cap beat Horizon Forbidden. He was.
It still ain't over because DLC coming out, but DLC. He didn't see that shit.
So. Yeah, he was excited. That motherfucker called me today. He beat that shit like.
He didn't call me though. All right. So you got best art direction: Elden Ring, From Software, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Scorn, and Stray. Elden Ring won that. Best score in music: Olivier de Rivière is how you pronounce it, I guess. From Plague Tale. Tsukasa Saito for Elden Ring, Bear McCreary for God of War, Two Feathers for Metal Hellsinger. Now, that's tough because Metal Hellsinger wasn't just one person. It was like all them artists who made them songs. But I got it. Yasunori Matsuda for Xenoblade Chronicles 3. Bear McCreary, of course, won that one.
God of War Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
It also won the next one.
Best audio design.
I feel like if you win best audio design, I expect you to win best score in music because that means you really care about the sound of your...
Yeah,
like
the sound design.
The sound design. I feel like... Because that's usually the same team. It's usually comprised of like some of the same individuals.
Well, score in music is totally different from sound design.
But usually the sound supervisor is the guy at the top of the tree for both.
Oh, true enough.
Yeah,
true enough.
So usually the sound supervisor be the guy who just kind of co-signed the audio design and the score. He may not do none of it. He might just, it sound good to me.
Yeah, he just picks the people to do it.
Yeah, just like, hey man, y'all did a good job.
Because as far as I'm concerned, the only games that really stood out as should have been in competition with each other in this category. All of them you had. Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2, Elden Ring, God of War, Gran Turismo, and Horizon. Elden Ring, God of War, and Horizon are the only ones that really should have been in like any contention for this. Call of Duty, yeah, they take all the guns and record actual gunshots for all the guns and shit. Gran Turismo, they actually record the cars and whatnot, but
God of War was on another level.
Yeah, you got to create sounds that don't exist. So,
best performance.
Yeah, best performance.
I saw his acceptance speech.
Yeah, like if they pick anybody to replace Kyle, that was the guy to pick, bro. He does all the mocap and the voice, so you got to respect it. So they had Ashley Birch for Horizon Forbidden West as Aloy. You had Charlotte McBurney from Plague Tale. I can't remember old girl's name from that. Christopher Judge, of course, as Kratos. Manon Gage for Immortality, a game I don't have. Sunny, what's that? Suljic for God of War. I think that is either Atreus or person who plays Freya. And of course, Chris won that one.
Apex was.
nominated for Best Ongoing Game.
Oh, yeah.
That was beside Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, those some good.
Fortnite and Genshin Impact.
Fortnite and Genshin. I mean, those are all the games, aside from Final Fantasy, which actually won. Like, I played Destiny. Apex is one of the, my cousin who came up for Thanksgiving was just like, you need to fuck with Fortnite. No, he's like, you need Apex. He was trying to get me on Apex. I know
Apex is like Fortnite, but way less gay.
And I heard about, I've never played Fortnite. I've seen Apex. I've never played Genshin, but shout out to Blazin. He plays Genshin. You play Genshin?
I used to.
You used to? Yeah, I heard people play Genshin.
It takes a little too much time.
Mmm.
I mean, it's fun, but it's one of them games that, yeah, you can, it's free to play, but then
pull me in.
Yeah, but it's a waifu collecting game.
But see, this is the thing from playing Destiny, bro. Destiny, I ain't never paid for the game itself, but when I bought
the initial season,
I paid $40.
And you had to pay how much for the new season?
$5. I pay $5 a season.
Okay, you doing something you shouldn't be doing.
No, it's 700 silver. Every season it costs me 700 silver. And silver I get.
No, that's for the season pass. I'm talking about like for the actual expansion.
Oh, once I bought Beyond Light, all I gotta do is buy season pass. I ain't gotta pay for shit. I just pay $5 every season.
Oh, that's until the new expansion comes out. That's why. Okay.
When Witch Queen came out, Witch Queen, they got me for a whole motherfucking like, they got me for a whole 20 for Witch Queen, because that was a whole different level up. They didn't charge that for a season. When I did Destiny 2 Witch Queen, which came out at the beginning of the year, I had to pay a whole dub. I had to pay a whole dub for that.
See, I'm talking about that shit when niggas got to pay like 90, 100 and something dollars for that shit when they go to the new upgrades. Because Destiny's bad about that shit, dog.
Yeah, I pay for each season. I pay $5, man. I feel like Beyond Light was it.
See, man. You got enough silver, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. I just pay $5 in silver.
Apex is free. They got like a battle pass and shit you're supposed to buy, but I've never given them $1.
Cool, bro. Because I've never given them a dollar.
See, that's because you don't care about leveling.
Because I want to play real people. Yeah. I want to level. I want to participate.
When it comes to like Apex, that, oh.
No, when you want to play and level up, you can only level to a certain point. It's behind the paywall.
Oh, okay.
You get to a certain, just like how Fortnite is, you get to a certain point and you have to pay.
Oh, okay, cool. That's why I like Apex. You ain't gotta pay shit.
No, you do. Once you get to a certain point, you're gonna have to pay.
No, I'm diamond.
Once you get to a certain point doing things, you're gonna have to pay.
Depending on the experience of the game you wanna have.
I'm telling you. What mode do you play? I play ranked leagues.
Okay, well, you don't do anything other than just that.
I can, but I play the rank because I'm trying to get to like the top three statuses, and I am one level below the top three status in Apex. The thing I like about Apex, even if I paid, their stuff is more incentivized for like skins and stuff. It doesn't really affect your XP. The only thing that really affects your XP is how many people are in your party. Like if you play with your friends, you get more XP. But just because somebody buys a battle pass or something like that, they don't get any more perks than I do. Their stuff is like purely cosmetic.
That's a good thing because how it is on Fortnite, once you get to a certain point, you got to, because you can only level so far. You get the battle pass, you get so much shit.
I have to buy a season pass for whatever game I get, because I already know, like Call of Duty, that's what I like about the fact that when you buy Call of Duty, you pay $60 for this Call of Duty until the next one come out. You get every motherfucking thing unless you want to pay for extra shit.
Like the DLC, extra maps, extra guns, extra whatever, that shit.
Like,
yeah.
I'm good. Like, I ain't. Yeah. And that's the thing, is I don't be paying for skins and shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
I'm not gonna pay for stuff.
You looking dope, but I was just like, bro, no.
If it ain't no
game purchase, bro, I be stingy with my Avengers.
Which I see why people do it, but to me, in my head, specifically with Apex, I'm like, y'all niggas gave me this shit for free. I'm not giving you $1.
Right. Oh, they gonna get you. They gonna get to a certain point.
But listen, everybody who I play with in the chat, all of my friends that are on there,
because you're playing in free mode.
They have bought something though. Mm-hmm. They have bought
because they had to.
Yeah,
they had to.
So Best Indie. Best Indie seems like, I did not know, I don't want to give away the winner, but I did not know that was an indie game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had Cult of the Lamb by Massive Monster Devolver.
That's my shit, bro.
Yeah, I mean.
I didn't win none, though.
I was surprised it didn't win. Well, I was surprised it didn't win soundtrack or music of any kind, but I mean, they went up
because it was real popular when it came out. Yeah. It wasn't on.
What about Cuphead?
That came out years back. Neon White.
Oh, I knew that.
Sifu, Stray and Tunic. And Stray won that one. Of course, the game about a cat.
So best indie.
Oh, yeah.
Indie.
Yeah, best debut indie.
Oh, so Stray won. Mm.
It won two of them. It won best indie game and best debut indie game.
Wait a minute. There's an Apex Mobile?
Yeah.
Why didn't I know this?
Most of those, I guess you call them...
Streamers and shit? That's what it
means? No. The streamers be playing on their computer. They souped up ass computers.
I'll be beating their ass, too. Shoot them right in the face.
They say shoot them right in the face.
Because the thing, it'll tell you if you're playing somebody on Xbox or PC.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck all them up.
We got best community support. Apex Legends, Destiny, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, and No Man's Sky.
It definitely ain't too.
Final Fantasy won that one. Shit. I mean, No Man's Sky has been killing it with this. They won best ongoing last year. Just because, I mean, you can't fuck with them. They had such a terrible ass launch. But niggas like us who stuck with them.
I need to start streaming my fucking Apex shit. I didn't know that shit was that popular.
What?
How did you not know that?
And I know that's one of the
top watched games. Yeah.
I told you how I found this shit, right? I was at the fucking, there's some shit called the Henny House.
I don't know what that is.
It's a I'm sure it's on YouTube, but it's this black guy. He got some shit called the Henny House up in Atlanta, and we was filming episodes for his reality show. Mm. He was playing this shit. I was like, damn, bro, this shit look like Fortnite, except I ain't gotta build shit and do all kind. Like, I hate playing games to play games. Mm. That's my thing. I don't want to play a game to fucking play a game. Like, so I don't want to build your fucking house to goddamn shoot people. I just want to shoot people.
Mm.
And he was playing that shit, and I was like, yo, this shit is pretty fire. And he was like, this shit free. And I was like, what, nigga, free? It's me. Where do I get it from? He was like, just go on
the
thing.
In the store.
And I've been playing that shit for 3 years ever since.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that shit was in the Video Game Awards. I beat the shit out of people in Apex.
People compete in Apex Legends just like they compete in everything else.
I get invitations for them things. Like, I'm good at that shit.
You can get invitations, but you gotta actually get ranked to make it to the competition.
What I'm saying is, I get invitations because I'm ranked. I only play ranked league. Like, I am... There's 10 levels.
I'm at four,
and there's three that...
Accept it one time, and you'll see what I'm saying. You are at the level where they want you to join, and then, like how he was saying about Destiny, you have to be a certain level. You can be ranked a certain amount in the rankings, but you got to be the top of the top.
Yeah, because I was telling him this season, me playing Destiny, I wanted to get to, like, you know, me and Cal. I was just like, bro, we want to get the top 15 percentile. You know what I'm saying? For when it comes to PvP. Unfortunately, they want you to do the 3-on-3 matches.
Yeah.
I excel in the 6-on-6 matches. So I just said, fuck it. I'm going to play a lot of these 3-on-3 because they way different than the 6-on-6.
I got to do this shit.
And I started ranking, and I went from winning probably about 8 matches on average to, like, the other night I got 36 wins in one match, and I've never gotten 36 wins in a match. But since then, I've consistently gotten 20 plus kills a match. So I was like, damn, if I can keep knocking on this 30 and stay consistent, I can fucking, mm-hmm, I'm confident enough I can eventually get to one of these leagues and be like, alright, I can pay with a team.
It's like playing fighting games when you are playing so much. You can have ranked matches all you want and be first Dan and whatever it is, but once you start competing in that competition, you have to have so many points,
boy,
that you have to be a certain rank within the competition.
And them niggas that's that rank, but ain't nothing to fuck with, boy.
Yeah, because they change your whole server. Like, you've been playing with all these randos.
No, that's what I'm saying. When I play in the rank thing, you have to, depending on your rank, What you have
to
do
in a certain server.
You have to accumulate a certain amount of points. Mm-hmm. I start off every match negative 50 something points. Mm-hmm. I have to be in the top 5 to gain points.
Right.
Of these matches, but they rank you and you play against other people. I'm in the top 20%. Mm-hmm. The next 3 rounds is 15, 10, and 5%. Right. I'm in the top 20%.
Bro, they don't fucking play because
no, they don't.
Once I start getting a lot of kills, oh no, bro. The service they start putting me in, it's just like, bro.
These motherfuckers are on that game all day, every day.
All day. I'm just like,
and they min maxing they build. Yeah. They know what the fuck they doing.
So what happens is I get my ass kicked and they be like, yeah, you ain't ready. Then they knock me down.
Back down to the other server. To
people getting like 10 kills a match, and I end up being number one.
Say, right.
Well, damn it, we gonna put you in
this. You in that middle rank where it's like, I can't quite get up there yet.
Like, you ain't existing at the highest level.
See, on Apex,
better than
everybody else down here.
On Apex, that level is called Predators. You can tell who they are because they have like certain characteristics when they come out. So when you reach a certain level, you play with like Predators and like people that are higher than them, but it's the same shit. But when I was even when I was in college, me and my friends were really good at Call of Duty. If they had like the league shit back then, we would have been in it. Like they
had that back in college.
They
was there
when they had Modern Warfare. They had them, but we didn't know how to access Modern Warfare leagues. Like we was really fucking good,
just like Halo.
Yeah,
you had to know somebody.
Yeah, we didn't know how to get to them.
Cause I knew people were telling me about Halo leagues and tournaments, and I knew nobody played Halo except my one cousin, because everybody had a PlayStation.
So he was the Xbox.
Yep. And he was in high school, so when he telling me about these Halo leagues and shit,
like,
what the fuck, LAN parties. Yeah. And whatnot. You're like, what the fuck is a LAN party?
And then local area next.
He didn't enough to even play remotely from the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get to people, they got a bunch of damn Ethernet cords hooked up.
Yeah, it'll go down.
Best VR.
Yeah, so best VR we had After the Fall, Among Us VR, Bone Lab, Moss Book 2, which I still want to get because they keep advertising it on PlayStation. Like, yeah, you can get it.
Oculus.
No, I'm not going to get no Oculus. That's why they keep trying to get me in there. And then Red Matter.
Damn, because I want that football game so bad.
And Moss Oculus. Book 2-1. Mm. Oh, yeah, you can have that. Make sure you don't get too close to the wall.
I can't believe
that. I'm going to sit down.
Oh, okay.
I see. That's the people's downfall. They're standing up.
Yeah. Fucking themselves up.
I got to get...
Slam it right into a wall.
Right.
I got to get a Switch, man, because...
Oh, yeah, me too.
Like, best action game kind
of
sold.
Bayonetta 3, Call of Duty Modern Warfare, Neon White, Sifu, and... TMNT, Shredder's Revenge.
That's a dope game.
Bayonetta 3-1. Of course. You can't fuck with the turtles, bro. Best Action Adventure, Plague Tale, Requiem, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Stray, and Tunic. God of War won that one.
God of War done won so many awards so far.
Because it's God of War, bro. Whenever that motherfucker come on the scene, whenever Kratos comes on the scene, he's going to win. You can't deny him. Then we have best role-playing game, Elden Ring, Live Alive, or Live Alive, however you pronounce it, Pokemon Legends Arceus, Triangle Strategy, Xenoblade Chronicles 3, Elden Ring won that one.
But you heard about new Pokemon that's crashing. The new Pokemon game is crashing.
That shit is like the best Pokemon game ever.
Crashing the fucking, they say it keep crashing the Switch, bro. That was just like.
Because first off, the Switch ain't optimized.
It ain't.
It's not made to play.
They put that OLED on it and do nothing for the interior to make that bitch process.
It still can't, the processing is still suck ass on that bitch, bro. It just looks nicer. And the battery is a little stronger. Mm-hmm. That's it. And it won't overheat. That's all you got. Best fighting game, DNF Duel by Arc Systems. Can't go wrong with them. New JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, All-Star Battle R.
What?
King of Fighters. Right. King of Fighters 15, which I do plan on getting. Multiverse, and Sifu. Sifu isn't it's a fighting game, but it's not a competition fighting game. So, all right. Best family game, Kirby and the Forgotten Land. I want a Switch for that game. Lego Star Wars Skywalker Saga, I have that. Mario plus Rabbit, Spark of Hope. Nintendo Switch Party. Sports. Damn. Well, there isn't a new Mario Party. It's Mario and Rabbits. That was the newest one. Splatoon 3 and Kirby 1. Best Sim Strategy Game, Dune Spice Wars, Mario Plus Rabbids, Total War, Warhammer 3, 2 Point Campus, and Victoria 3. Mario vs. Plus Rabbids won that one. Best Sports Slash Racing Game, F1 22.
Yeah, Sports Slash.
FIFA 23, because they don't separate them out anymore. NBA 2K23, Gran Turismo 7, and Ollie Ollie World.
Bro, I'm glad to see Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo. Think about what? The crazy
Gran Turismo
about,
is fire, though.
The crazy thing about Gran Turismo is, like, bro, the first Gran Turismo probably came out when I was 5, if not before I was 5.
Nah, it was on PlayStation.
And they on set. Really?
Mm-hmm.
First Gran Turismo I'm thinking of a different game. I'm thinking of a different game.
You're thinking Need for Speed. Not Need for Speed.
I'm thinking of a completely different game.
Yeah, but the first Gran Turismo was PlayStation. Okay.
The thing about them is they leaned into the realism of actual cars.
Yeah.
Like, they go to all these car companies and scan the cars and learn the mechanics.
Gran Turismo. Gran Turismo is fire as fuck. And the first time I played it, bitch, I was winning, too. Like, that shit is...
That's the thing. That's the draw of Gran Turismo.
You know how to drive.
Yeah, that's the draw of that one as opposed to most other racing games.
I like Ninja Turtles being nominated for a lot of categories.
Hey, I mean, it's a popular video game that came out this year, so hell, they voted for it. Best multiplayer game, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, Multiverse, Overwatch, Splatoon 3, and TMNT Shredder's Revenge. Splatoon 3 won what? Yeah. I mean, it's Splatoon. Most anticipated, Final Fantasy 16, Hogwarts Legacy, Resident Evil 4, Starfield, and The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom. Legend of Zelda won, but it's like, is the Switch going to be able to play that shit? Like, yeah, it's going to come out, but is the Switch going to be able to let us play it? That's the issue. Because, honestly, I think Resident Evil lost by, like, a very short majority of votes because everybody was waiting on Resident Evil 4 remake to come out.
Throw down some star, man.
Content creator of the year, Carl Jacobs, Ludwig, Nibelian, Nobru, QT Cinderella, Ludwig won.
Oh, okay.
Best adaptation. Arcane, League of Legends, Cyberpunk, Edge Runner, The Cuphead Show, Sonic the Hedgehog 2, and Uncharted.
Hold on, I got a
Arcane one.
I got a pause right there. That's the toss up because Arcane, League of Legends, that animation puts that shit over the top. But goddamn, Cyberpunk, bro. Cyberpunk was I enjoyed. Cause no,
y'all can't sleep on Uncharted either, though, bro. Uncharted was good.
What's Uncharted on?
Netflix.
Yeah.
On Netflix now?
Yeah, because I watched Uncharted. Uncharted was cool. You know what I'm saying? I enjoyed Uncharted. Arcane, I enjoyed it too. I felt like the animation, and it's one of them things, like, I ain't understand the game, so story-wise, it caught me off guard. I didn't know who was who, so you get Jinx's origin story, which I thought was pretty fucking cool, but it was extremely frustrating.
Jinx, like, DC type?
No.
No, Jinx from... League of Legends.
League of Legends. Then you get a few characters from League of Legends. Now, but I don't know anything about League of Legends. I just know whatever story they're giving me. But when you look at the animation in the story, the animation outpaced everything because that show looks immaculate. But with that said,
When you play the game, you don't get no cutscenes that look like that.
Yeah. So when you that's my big issue with it because the game don't look nothing like that. But when you get Cyberpunk, although Edge Runners had not much to do with the story, it rebirthed
the game
was so big.
That game that did so terribly, it made people play it.
They came out
with an update to make the game better and added shit from Edge Runner into it.
Now people are content, way more satisfied where they were just barely.
They announced the fucking DLC at the Game Awards this year for Cyberpunk.
So I don't get
how. And Idris Elba's gonna be in it.
So that's why I felt like
Idris Elba.
When I saw this, I was like, this adaptation. I was like, man, Cyberpunk should have got that. I mean, because it's not as closely related to the game, and I get that. But that's a dope ass anime studio.
I mean, it builds the world up some more.
Yeah, but I'm saying that anime.
But none of them can fuck with Cuphead and Mugman.
I mean, you know.
Right. Innovation, accessibility.
God innovations in accessibility. Mm. As dusk falls, God of War Ragnarok, Return to Monkey Island, The Last of Us Part 1.
It's coming on HBO Max.
Yes, it is. I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Call me now.
Right.
That's coming out.
Free Bumba Cloud Ridge.
Your free Bumba Cloud.
It comes out on the 15th or something like that. It's coming out next week.
Best esports game. See, there you go right there. The esports game for this year. These are the top ones that everybody's competing and playing. Counter-Strike. And the thing about Counter-Strike is we used to play that shit.
The airplane game?
No. Way back in the day. It was like it was a different version of Call of Duty. You were either the terrorist or you were the U.S. soldier.
Oh, yeah. I remember that shit.
Yeah. And now they've got Dota 2, which is still somehow.
What does Dota stand for?
It's been so long, I don't even fucking know. League of Legends, Rocket League, and Valorant. Valorant is on the same level as Apex and Fortnite and all that shit. Hit from a champion and all that kind of good stuff. And Valorant won.
Esports.
Best esports athletes, you have Jung Chovi Jihoon from Gen G, Team Lowell. Or no, I guess they're League of Legends. That's what they play. They're from Team GNG. Lee Faker Sang-hyuk plays T1, also League of Legends. Finn Kerrigan Anderson, FaZe Clan, Counter-Strike, Global Assault. Oleksandr Simple, Kostyaliv. He's got to be Russian or something.
Jacob.
Natus Vincere, that's their team, Counter-Strike. Jacob Ye Whitaker, Cloud9 team, plays Valorant. He won.
So we went through the big categories, right?
Mm-hmm. It's three, last three.
Best esports team, Dark Zero Esports, their Apex, FaZe Clan, Counter-Strike.
Those are people that send me shit.
Gen G, League of Legends, LA Thieves, Call of Duty, and Loud for Valor.
I'm saying, I need to be real, bro. I'm telling you.
Yes, they really doing this shit, bro. Best esports coach, Andre Blade Horz. I don't know how you say that. Horodinsky. Nazi. Natus Vincere, Counter-Strike.
Nazi Vincent.
Matthias Biska.
Right. Matthias Biska
Tarasconi,
Loud for Varian.
That sounds delicious.
For Valorant, yeah.
That nigga name.
Eric Doombros Sangrin, FPX for Valorant. Valorant, excuse me. Robin Dahlstrom. From FaZe Clan, Counter Strike, Ghost Score Dongbin. That's a Ghost hell of a score name.
Dongbin.
That's a hell of a name. Gen G for League of Legends. Matthias won. Best esport event, Evo 2022, which is a fighting game one. 2022 League of Legends World Championship.
Big deal.
Of course. PGL Major Antwerp. I don't know. That might be pro golf. The 2022 Midseason Invitational and Valorant Championships 2022. League of Legends won, of course, because y'all motherfuckers cannot get enough.
League of Legends.
Y'all watch that shit on Twitch religiously. As soon as them shits come up, that's all I see on there.
Nah, man. Shout out to all the recipients of the Game Awards. Nah, man. I can only juggle so much at a time, but this really got me, like... But I always knew God of War was going to be dope, like, because niggas who only play 2K play God of War. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas will only
they
play
fuck
2K.
With Kratos, bro.
They fuck with Kratos.
I can't remember the name.
Elden Ring won. Oh, yeah. That's the last but not least game of the year.
Yeah. Elden Ring won game of the year.
And let's see who they beat out because we're going to come back to that one day.
Horizon Zero Dawn, God of War, Stray, Xeno Chronicles, and Plague Tale.
One by Bandai Namco, Elden Ring.
I don't know the school, but it's a school that the only team that made state was the Varsity Fortnite team.
Mm-hmm. Bro, and that, dog, you know how I cry, bro, like, if I could be in school now and be at one of them schools that got,
like... I was like, man, if I would have known that Call of Duty was some shit...
Team at the school.
Could be in school right now and do that. You go back to any college, you can do that. You go back to school at any college now. They've got fucking esports teams,
that's
bro.
That's a gamble. Get them student loans. Get join a team. Hey, get in the game.
I'm telling you, they got them now because
ball the fuck.
They got them out here now. They about they to start giving video got, game classes.
Yeah, but they just ain't got fucking Wi-Fi.
They got plenty of Wi-Fi out there.
But we just finished talking to you about this Deion Sanders shit, bro. You gonna have to go to a PWI. Mm-hmm.
I said, they ain't got no fucking Wi-Fi like that to damn
play. Get the game on. That's fucked up.
No, I went to this.
Wi-Fi out there for that.
Bro, if I'm an HBCU, that, hey, that shit might be stereotypical as fuck, but hey, our 2K10 gonna be unbeatable.
Oh, damn right, because that's mostly all they play out there.
That's what I'm saying. R2K, that's what I'm saying. 2K and Madden on an HBCU?
That's mostly what they play out there right now.
I know. I used to play them. I used to play that.
No, they got a fucking... They got E-leagues out there.
Bro, we got the E-Madden after party, bro.
They legit got them out there,
bro. Bro, like I said, bro, I used to play people. I played a dude in Call of Duty for his hair. I was starting to grow my locks.
You would have lost. If you go out there and do that shit now, you gonna lose your shit.
It was my hair versus his hair.
I would advise you not to do it.
You see, I still got my long, luxurious locks.
Don't do it now. I'm telling you.
I don't play Call of Duty no more. But bro, if I was still in that mode, bro, listen, I'm telling you, I am that nigga when it comes to shooting games. I am that guy.
Even if you go out there and play Apex, you'll lose your locks, bro. Don't do it.
Oh, not Apex. Not even. Nah, nigga, please.
You don't pay no money into the game.
I don't. And I beat plenty of them niggas that play money into the game. Shoot them right in the face.
Hey, no, you don't.
I like your confidence.
Shoot them right. That's right, exactly. Shoot them right in the face.
I know a nigga finna say some controversial shit right now.
Thank you.
You feel me?
Ain't shit controversial about the bullshit.
Exactly, bro. I shoot them niggas right in the face. They got pretty skins and everything. Hold on. Play it again. That's me.
Yeah, the few things that I'm going to talk about that came out that I'm personally excited about.
Let's go.
I'm not going to talk about everything. That's up to y'all to go and see for yourself. But Death Stranding, I was excited about that.
Boy.
Part 2, that trailer said a whole lot. I like how Kojima was like, yeah, I had to go back and rewrite the script because I was tired of predicting the future. I didn't really want to predict it anymore. Idris Elba's going to be in the new Cyberpunk DLC that comes out next year. They showed the trailer for Star Wars Jedi Survivor. That shit is going to be baller.
Yeah.
Kyle Kester's got a new lightsaber that I can't wait. Because I bought the original and now y'all came out with a new one. Now I got to get that one too.
Bro, no. That right there was like... Because I love that game and it was just rumors. They were just tiptoeing around.
No, it wasn't no fucking rumors. They had already came out with the teaser. I was ready, man. I was ready. Street Fighter 6 comes out in June. They're in the second closed beta right now. I might get that new... Well, I'm going to get the new Street Fighter, but I don't know if I'm going to try to compete. Suicide Squad, they showed a new trailer. Shout out once again to the last ever performance we'll get of Kevin Conroy.
Hold on. One of the developer of Apex Legends is developing Jedi Survivor?
Mm-hmm.
What? Shit.
Damn,
I can't because
how great is Apex?
It's like going to a different studio for a season.
Apex ain't that great. It's just
that's what I thought. Like I thought that was just a game I liked.
No, it's that person is already on the team.
Oh, okay.
Apex.
You got my boy grown in this bitch, bro.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Bearded up and everything. They showed a new clip for Super Mario with the Toads. Tekken 8. Horizon, getting some DLC. So, Cap, you think you beat the game, but you didn't, because once again, we getting DLC.
Is Baki in the new Tekken?
No.
That's a rumor?
Baki was never in no Tekken.
There's a rumor going around that Baki Hanuma is going to be in a DLC for Tekken.
I did not know it was a trailer, bro. I did not know that.
Well, they could add him as DLC.
Yeah.
Oh, this Jedi Survivor looks sick.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm buying this shit.
Yes, sir. So we watched the Bayonetta Origins trailer. Now let me see if it says anything more about it.
Yeah, I can pull up whatever trailer you need me to pull up.
Damn. All it says is you play a younger version of Bayonetta. It doesn't tell you what the play style is like.
Jedi Survivor. I'm stuck on that, bro. I ain't.
Hellboy's getting the game and it's cel shaded.
This is random, but you know what me not paying for Apex and still beating niggas who pay for Apex reminds me of?
What?
No purchase necessary.
But you have.
You still gotta buy the stamp though.
55 cent, bro. I got you.
CC, hey, that's still everybody.
A purchase. That's still a purchase.
Hey, CC everybody.
Right. And we got to talk about real quick about the guy who came on stage,
bro,
nominated Bill Clinton and got arrested shortly after.
Bro,
Bill Clinton for what?
No, okay, let's
watch it. You'll find
let
out.
Let me find it, because the shit that fucked with me. No, a guy went on stage at the Game Awards and every site that reported on it did not load the fucking video, man. So thank you for bringing that up, man. Hold on.
I see Bill Clinton.
Okay, so he sent me this, man. We're going to run through some.
Green crabs are being called the cockroaches of the sea. That's because they're virtually indestructible. But that doesn't mean they're not delicious.
Stupid.
That's why a distiller in New Hampshire is turning them into whiskey. Will Robinson uses 80 pounds of green crab to make just one batch.
It has the funk of the crab, but the spice...
My nigga, why?
I was like, why would you use that as a
sound? Why? You sick, like...
I need that as a sound bite. It has the funk of the crab, but the smoke of the barrel.
Crab flavor alone is so he adds a blend of 8 different spices. That's all.
Yeah, to put 8 spices in this shit to come up with the crab.
Bro.
I want no spiced whiskey, motherfucker.
Crab spiced whiskey.
All right, bro, crab spiced whiskey. I mean, don't get me wrong. I tried, but...
See, he's got two things that aren't mutually exclusive, and he's trying to combine them in unhealthy ways. He's a drunk fisherman, and he's trying to combine them two things.
That's a lot of crab to be getting. Honestly, yeah,
80 pounds.
But green crab, though, so you can scoop them from there. You don't really eat them like that.
But see, that's the thing, bro. I'm not even the biggest fan of those type of crabs.
Yeah. Most people are eating Dungeness crab and blue crab and king crab. Yeah, you're not going to get no green crabs from the bottom.
They would if they sold them.
Yeah. Well, no, because shit.
Little algae dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
And little baby crabs.
Show that, like, show that commercial. That one.
Whoa.
They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing.
I was just like, bro, that is not, man.
Just do it. So do some sports.
Do some sports.
Just do it.
Not a Nike commercial that ever came out.
That motherfucker there.
Him?
Yeah, this little motherfucker, he about to go to jail.
Oh, he done did.
Oh, he done supported one of these damn cryptos, that one shit, and all these folk done invested in it.
Damn.
Bro, y'all gonna start listening to
Yeah.
Y'all gonna start listening to influencers, man.
That's shit.
Two Indian people and him on a damn live stream one day, and they didn't mute the mic and say, oh, yeah. Like, he was talking in the background, and you heard him concocting some kind of scheme to say on the camera.
Hey.
That's funny.
To the party.
But I'll leave Lindsay alone. She done paid.
I think about damn Dion going to Colorado's.
Has no bearing on me whatsoever.
I forgot. Fuck you, Van Jones. I forgot all about that shit. Your boy Van Jones. Ever since, what's his name? Not Elon Musk. What's fucking Lex Luthor? Jeff Bezos.
Oh.
Ever since, you remember Jeff Bezos went his ass up into space and gave Van Jones like $1 billion or some shit?
No.
Hey, hold on. How much did, let me look this shit up real quick.
Why are you calling this man Lex Luthor? Yeah, that's some Lex Luthor shit to do right there.
Need me to pull up. Yeah. But, Jeff Bezos gave him $100 million, right? When he went up in space, Lex Luthor, I mean, Jeff Bezos had, like, some kind of vision where he gave him and Chef Jose $100 million and told him, y'all could do whatever you want to with this, right? We ain't seen Van Jones since. Since then, he's had a baby, and then he popped up at, like, some fucking function. He popped up at a function, and he went up there and basically said that black people need to come to the forefront and stop anti-Semitism, and that black people are not holding Kanye West accountable, and pretty much that all things racism towards the Jewish community is black people's fault. So, fuck you, Van Jones. Because no, it's not. Not even fucking close. Oh, he started off with an apology? He's such a bitch. I remember him crying with Trump. Like, hold on. Let's pause. Pause that thing right quick. All right, the reason why I call Van Jones is a bitch is because I remember when that motherfucker started crying. Crying because Donald Trump, for one fucking time,
with your own failure, where did that bring you? Back to me.
Need to go watch that tonight, right at that part. But Donald Trump made a coherent speech. All right, for the first time since we done seen that motherfucker go on TV, since he's glid down the mall elevator with Griselda behind him. He made a coherent speech.
I was like, I wouldn't know any of that.
And Van Jones went on TV crying like a little hoe. This is the night that the president became presidential. Bitch, if you don't get the fuck out of here with that soft-ass shit, play this goddamn UGA federal. What the fuck? First off, what the fuck is the UGA? Is it what I think it is?
Yes, it is, but let me shut up. I gotta.
Let me hear what this motherfucker says. For the silence of my community and for the speech of my profession. You bitch.
Bruh.
I don't want to hear no more of this shit. I don't want to hear any more of this shit. Fuck that nigga. All right? Fuck that nigga. You can read his goddamn suck job to the UGA.
That's not what it says. The UJA.
Thank you. You can read his suck job of an apology to the UGA staff. I mean, UGA staff. Man, ain't nobody asked this motherfucker to say this shit. Bro, you do not speak for the fucking black community. You got $100 million from Lex Luthor and skated, nigga. We have not seen you. You have not been around. You just went off, knocked up your best friend of 20 years randomly, and then you out here fucking doing this cap-ass bullshit. Bro, we are not responsible for goddamn anti-Semitism. Under no fucking better circumstance are we responsible for that shit. We are not descendants of fucking Hitler. I don't think Hitler had any cool fucking points. I'm not Kanye. But you're not finna put this shit on us, bro. You're not finna put this shit on there. And that's why nobody, when you said your little stupid shit in the beginning, that's why nobody did anything. We was waiting for your applause.
And it was a non-black people, you know, actually stood up against the racism. And then it seemed like black folk was like, psh, they ain't got shit to do with me, bro. You know.
Bruh, the president of the ACLU went on to the Breakfast Club this week, and I give Charlamagne his just due, because Charlamagne asked him a lot of questions that I've been waiting, you know, for somebody to ask. Because one thing I will say about the Kanye situation, I really appreciate how now this is an actual conversation, and people are actually finding a way to talk about it and say, you know what, bro, across the board, man, like, we... Like, bro, let's talk about it, bro. Let's talk about morals. Let's talk about people. Let's talk about principles. Let's talk about business. Like, bro, if everybody trying to, you know, let's lift the tide to lift the boats, if that's what y'all really talking about, let's go. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate the conversation and people trying to elevate their communities to, you know, whatever level they feel they need to be elevated to in a very eloquent way. With that being said, outside of the conversation being brought up, man... This Van Jones shit just kind of just like, bro, first and foremost, who asked you?
Where the fuck you been?
And why you?
$1 billion.
Like, I look at the Van Jones, like the whole Van Jones thing, bro. Personalize this shit, bro. Like, personalize this shit. Like, please, because when I watched it, I seen a clip where he tried to make this Jewish joke, and this shit landed flat as fuck. He just tried to make a joke, and that shit just landed flat. Like, people didn't even clap. Like you look stupid. Like, you could have sent the fucking email, bro. You could have sent all this shit in a motherfucking email and had one of them niggas read that shit and just not show up. Like, bro, you ain't have to go up, though. And this ain't got nothing to do with, like, being an anti-Semite, but it's in the whole realm of, bro, whatever you got to say.
He just expecting black folk to stand up and fight for something that they genuinely don't feel like they got any part in. Like,
yeah, it was just like, bro, I ain't even know that was like...
Like the ladies who stood up for Brittany Griner. Should have made a video like them.
Bruh, but my whole point is...
That's what he wanted.
My whole point is, bro, people been standing up for when people be wrong and people be doing goofy shit. We be the first people to call out when people be out of pocket. We the first ones to laugh at your ass, make jokes about your ass, and clown your ass and tell you... We the first to shame, bro.
Dr. Pepper challenge.
Bro, we the first... Well, we shame companies out of million... We shame Sonic... We shame niggas to make the Sonic, bro. You can't tell me Black Twitter and all these black geeks that had a Sega Genesis didn't fucking rile the fucking internet up to fucking clown that fucking company that changed how that hedgehog looked. Like, bro, we the first to do it. So my whole point is Van Jones, nigga, you ain't on Twitter. Like, when you must have left Twitter when Elon bought it because...
Bro, he left it when Jeff Bezos bought
them 100 game that 100 million. Because like you said, bro, since that 100 million.
You can do whatever you want to with it.
Bro,
I ain't seen him build a school like Dr. Umar.
Because what you going to
say? Look at the Balenciaga shit.
Well, hold on. What you going to say about Biden? Like, you can't. See, that's my whole point. Bro, it's like when news get boring when Obama in the office because the only people talking shit is, conservatives. Biden, conservatives. When Trump was in there, Saturday Night Live was like lit. That's the reason Saturday Night Live popping is because them Trump jokes got everybody.
It got me back in it.
Every day.
Because every day he was doing something. Biden is a boring ass president, and I like boring presidents. So if I'm Van Jones, I get to his credit. Ain't really nothing for his expertise to be talking on. My thing is, my nigga, speak within your expertise. The black community ain't your expertise, bro. I hate to say it, but your cachet don't seem like it's high in the community. It seems like Kodak Black got more cachet in the black community than you do. And I know that to be a fucking fact. So my whole thing is, bro, we don't want to hear what Kodak got to say when it comes to politics. Cause he can be like, shout out to Trump. And be like, people ain't rocking with that as much. But they fuck with Kodak because Kodak is authentically Kodak. Van Jones, you are not Kodak. That means to say you are not authentic in your presentation of your blackness. And that's not to say that you ain't black. That's just to simply say that, bruh, you ain't black enough to be speaking on the behalf of black people. So, that's all I'm saying, bruh. That's the general consensus. I hate to hurt your feelings.
And that's what he's saying. He's saying it all nice. I said what I said. Fuck you, nigga. Ain't nobody asked you to goddamn go up there and say that dumbass shit.
I'm just like, yo, Van Jones, like, you the cool-ass... Bro, you the cool-ass principal that we don't hate, but you ain't the cool substitute teacher that we want to come to school every time our teacher sit. Remember that feeling when you find your teacher ain't coming? You be, oh shit, I hope it's such and such. Cause yeah, buddy, today's gonna be fun.
Yep.
And then when that person show up, they be just like, bro, y'all do y'all, but I'm finna sit over here and look at their magazine, bro.
Yeah, he's being nice. I'm saying what I said. Fuck you, nigga. Ain't nobody asked you to go up there and say that stupid ass shit on behest of the black community.
Like, we ain't standing up for what's right. Like, bro, chill out, bro, man. Damn, Van Jones. Nah, I seen this
shit. Black community.
Bro, I seen this on Twitter. Bro, black Twitter fucking lit his ass up.
They about to go into obscurity for another 6 to 7 months.
Bro, because it's just like, bro, just it costs nothing to just
shut the fuck up.
Fuck up, bro. Like, damn, bro, right now, bro, just shut up. That's what everybody need to do when it comes to anti-Semitism shit. Just shut the fuck up, bro. Like, about all this shit, bro, just shut the fuck up. Like, I'm going to take that old folk stance. Let's not talk about it. Like, let's just move the fuck on. Let the experts handle this shit. And if you got a personal gripe, make that your mission to do the right thing and speak on, you know, live your truth. Do all that extra shit that's cool for you to goddamn do. If you want to do it, then do it. You know what I'm saying? Do right.
The personal gripe.
But you got to make that shit personal.
That's what we're here. CNN is not allowing they anchors to drink on New Year's.
I mean, because niggas don't went too far. Have you seen some of these clips?
Oh, yeah, they
we
get
so drunk, we don't
lose, boy.
But when you watch how crazy, but that's the reason why you can never find no New Year's programming.
Exactly.
After New Year's. That's
that shit right. Is live. They are too drunk.
Recorded. Bro, them folks be looking nuts, because it be some New Year's, bro.
What's the guy's name,
I don't get drunk till the first. Like, the 20, bro, 31st, I'm still out here in the trenches, driving, taking people, doing this, eating, ain't even drunk a lick.
What's the guy on CNN's name? He come from the Vanderbilt family.
I don't watch CNN, nigga. That's mainstream news, nigga. Fuck them, nigga. I'm joking.
They ain't the biggest CNN anchors. The white guy with the glasses. Is it Tim Anderson?
I mean, Anderson Cooper?
Anderson Cooper. Yeah, he's a Vanderbilt.
Don Lemon?
And Don Lemon. Both of them. But I was talking about Anderson Cooper. He come from the Vanderbilt family. Yeah. But
you ain't never seen him drunk.
That's what I'm talking about.
Boy.
Him and Anderson Cooper and... other guy, Don Lemon, lit.
Yeah, I mean,
they start drinking at like 7:30, and then by New Year's, they be saying some wild shit.
Cause you want to enjoy it and do your job, and you know the producers trust you. Like, see, that's the thing.
They had that lady on there talking about getting dick on live TV,
bro. I'm just thinking.
Don Lemon was like, oh, you know it.
Bro, I'm going to tell you right now, bro. Halloween night, that's a ritual. Any random full moon, that's a ritual. New Year's, that is absolutely a motherfucking ritual. You can't tell me New Year's ain't no ritual, because shit just be, New Year's feel way too different. I don't give a fuck. Every New Year's I didn't have, no matter if I slept in or just hung with the family, New Year's is always some weird-ass energy in the air. You can really feel it. So when you collectively get a bunch of people together and get them sauced up, oh, nah, bro.
How they be on every broadcast you see, like, you know some shit going down.
Shit is going down. When you add money and fame to New Year's, I can only imagine psychologically. You know
some shit moving through there.
What you doing, bro? You just... I'm on TV. I can't wait to get off this TV, bro. I'm finna go fucking crazy. Folk
exactly.
Be doing them performances, be sauced up. But, hey, turn my mic off, because I don't even know.
I'm not singing. I'm not singing.
Oh, they about to play YMCA.
Right. I'm not singing this bitch at all.
But think about it, because if you a rapper or entertainer, bro, that's that night that you don't even really get to enjoy it, because you got to be at this club at 9, this club at 10, this club at before midnight, this club at 1 a.m. for the after party, this club at 3 a.m.
For the after party.
Your night don't start at 3 a.m.
And don't be a mainstream artist, because then you got to be on the news the next day.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you doing all them fucking parties. Like, that's all you're going to be doing. You're just like, bro, like, I'm going to make all my money that's going to get me right for the spring, I'm going to make it on New Year's. Cause why? I got five places I need to be in 3 hours.
And I'm finna take 2 months off to recover after that.
That's the point. It's just like, bro, like, I'm doing walkthroughs, I'm doing shows, I'm finna go here perform 3 songs. I'm finna go here, I'm finna speak, I'm finna go here, I'm finna sell some shoes, I'm finna go here and promote some liquor, bro. I'm on it. New Year's folks be, it's like, especially when you hit them cities, nah man, New Year's be lit. You might be able to go to several clubs in the same city. Just boom, 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 bouncing. But I don't know, I ain't never seen a peach drop in person. And I done heard too many horror stories. I kind of wouldn't mind, but at this point, it's like, bruh, for what?
Man, well, they brought it back.
Because they just brought it back. That's the only reason I kind of want to go, because this year is going to be the first year that you can do the peach drop, because they done canceled the peach drop for, like, the past 3-4 years. I'm like, damn, I wouldn't mind going.
I've been a couple times. I ain't never really had no issue down there.
Okay. I wouldn't mind trying the peace drop. I mean,
kind of mean.
End up at the battery.
A little different.
Or somewhere. I just don't want to drive, bro. I want to go, but I ain't trying to drive.
Well, that's what.
That's the issue. Martyr.
That's what the peace
drop. You still going to have to drive.
No, I don't. Well, if it's in the same place, then if it's at the still in the underground, bro, where it was.
Because I was with Cobra.
If I,
bro, I was with Cobra in Charleston, bro, for New Year's 2021. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Uber went stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nah, fuck that.
Uber went
stupid. We found that shit out when we went up there, remember?
So dead, bro.
Remember?
$70 to go down the street.
Bro, fuck that.
Surge pricing.
Fuck that,
bro. I hate that shit in that city. I've seen that shit in my life twice. Charleston surge price. Orlando surge price might be $25, bro. 50 tops.
And that you can handle. But this shit, they trying to hit triple digits, bro,
you can get all your homies in the car and everybody put in 10 and y'all get home. That's fair. That's fine. But when everybody in the car got to throw in a whole 30.
20, 30, yeah.
You like, God damn.
What are you doing, dog?
For real? To get home, I'll be like, bro, let's walk, nigga. Like, I'll be thinking, like, bro, if we walk.
How far is it?
If we walk a mile up the road, can we save $20? Because, God damn, no, for real.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
Right. And then the longer you wait, the higher the price go up.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that shit, bro. Some of them cities, like, in Orlando, it ain't that bad. When I was in California, it wasn't that bad. Because it's literally always somebody trying to get that money. But when you get to, like, someplace like, I guess, Charleston, it's like, bro, no.
You got that many?
Mm-mm. Them folk go in for the night. Yeah. But them
they ain't at 12.
Yeah. Atlanta, they scared. It's like, nigga, I ain't. Yeah, I don't go everywhere.
Right. I have a jurisdiction.
I don't go everywhere. So it's only a couple drivers going to work this little neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, bro, I ain't trying to pick nobody up and get a gun in the back of my head and get my car stolen.
In the wrong part of town. Like, bro, I don't drive over here. And I'm not
$17 fucking Uber.
I don't drive this way and I'm not supposed to be over here.
Not at all. Yeah, man. Shout out to, that's your boy, Van Jesus Jones. Van Jizzle.
Morning, America.
Oh.
Since we're talking about news, they suspended them people for fucking each other.
I mean, they look, bro. They two consenting adults. When that ML Doka shit happened, I don't know why that's not the stance y'all took. But you know what? If y'all can't give him that same grace, then I guess you can't get nobody that same grace. Y'all done set the president.
Oh man, Tyrone Howard out of here, man.
Man, he said he done acting. Say he retiring.
He discovered that math equation.
Exactly.
One plus one. Buried
inside the flower of life.
Man, Terrence Howard.
He had nominated for an Oscar for.
It might have been Hustle and Flow.
I don't know. Howard say he don't want to do a personation. I don't know, man. This nigga just, he think profoundly. I didn't think he thought profoundly as he does until I see him interviewed and asked about the profound things he thinks of. Once I heard them, I'm like, oh, I got Terrence Howard fucked up. You a really good actor because you are way separate from the individuals you play. I always really thought he was just more closely associated with some of the characters he played. I could really see, like, the characters he played, I see the best man. And I really think that's, I like, nigga, you just playing yourself. I don't know why I saw the best man thought Terrence Howard was just playing himself.
Mm-hmm.
And in every movie, he played close to something like that until I get to Hustle and Flow.
Right.
Until I get to, what's the one with the cops and all the shit? Like, ain't he in that movie where that cop, he end up, like, sexually assaulting that lady. Then at the end of the movie, he got to save the lady and she don't want him to save him because he sexually assaults her in the beginning?
Crash.
Yeah. He in Crash?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. In that movie, he
that
did.
That was his wife.
Mm.
Yeah.
That was a good movie. Crash was a good movie.
Yeah, Crash was
ludicrous. Yeah, that was a great film.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, shout out to Terrence Howard. I think he's a phenomenal.
I thought he was Dan Lucius.
He is Lucius.
No, I'm talking about like in real life.
I mean, that
speaks to how good of an actor he is.
So I would agree that I've had Terrence Howard fucked up. Because when I seen these interviews and he started talking about this math equation and shit he got, I was just like, oh shit. Oh, I got this nigga fucked up.
Secret of life, man.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, bruh, that's that nigga that come to a party. Bruh, I feel like when he come in the smoke session, you got to leave. Because you're going to be stuck, bro. You ain't going nowhere.
Because he going to talk you all the way through it.
I feel like he smoke and he just talk and just tell you shit that you can't even comprehend because you too high. I feel like he that nigga who bring the good ass weed, who smoke, and just talk to you about shit like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Word. You can't even remember that shit the next week.
But you know that he told you that shit.
You know he told you that shit, bro.
You think 1 + 1 is 2. But in actuality, it's three. Because if man and woman lays down and one-on-one with them, they create a baby. That baby is the three. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's biologically, not mathematically.
What is biology without math?
That's like what?
Misunderstood.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's the root of all the biology.
Double hummus. I can nigga shit loose. Mm-hmm. Two hands, two pads.